It is time for another weighing in from around KTIC country and a report here this week. Chad Moyer with you, and we're going to Bancroft, Nebraska, visiting with Larry Zobel from around the Bancroft area. Larry, thanks for taking the time and visiting with us here today. You know, we've been all around KTIC country, and this is the last week for these reports, and thanks for joining us here. And I would ask you to just kind of summarize for northern Cumming County and the areas that you farm, what was the growing season like this year? Larry?
For the most part, it was like others in the county, dry through most of it, although we did have a streak of rain maybe through our part of the county that some of the western part of the county did not get. But along with it came wind and hail, so what good we got out of it maybe brought some bad with it. But overall, was happy that to receive the rain. But like I said, it did cause some problems.
Yeah. Well, and that's the first storm damage that we've talked about here in these series of reports. Was it was the damage vast and wide, or was it confined to a very small area, Larry?
Pretty much a narrow band. It was maybe only about a mile wide, but it kind of came across our whole area. You know, so it like I said, wasn't far-reaching, but did do some damage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, let's summarize the crops first. As you got through the soybeans, I'm pretty sure in that part of the world, soybean harvest did go fairly quickly. What was the soybean harvest like for you guys, Larry?
Yes, very quick. Dry mornings, not a lot of dew, so went through fairly quick. Overall, happy with the yields. For the moisture we had, but then again, the storm damage did come rear its ugly head in some of our fields.
Yeah. So, what was the what were the some common yields that you had across your fields? And the second part of that question would be: how did that compare to your expectations as you got along in the later in the growing season?
Yields on the dry land side, the soybeans, I would say were in the mid to upper 40s to the mid 50s. I thought maybe they could have been a little better, but like I said, some of the hail damage affected us. My expectations were a little better than that up until the 10-day heat wave we had there in August. I feel that really hurt us. Overall, in the end.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that kind of was the soybean harvest. What about corn harvest? Was it as fast and furious as the soybeans for you guys?
Yes, it was. We do a lot of high moisture corn, so got an early start. Moisture was dropping fairly rapidly, so we kind of got started, and it went really well for us also.
So if your goal is to pull high-moisture corn, and I've heard that from other farmers too, is that the moisture in the corn just dropped very fast. Were you able to get it out fast enough that that it wasn't too dry to qualify for high moisture?
No, we were. We started early enough that we were able to get the quantity we needed and at the moisture we desire it to be at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, kind of summarize yields. How did things look across the farm?
Dry land yields were in the 170 to 200 bushel range. Like I said, that late heat wave, I think, hurt us in the end. But for the rain we received, we were very happy with the yields.
Mm-hmm. So then you said you got an early start. Does that mean you're done with harvest?
Yes, yes. We were done within the first couple weeks of October.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, being that you're done with harvest, has that allowed you to do some other things maybe that you wouldn't necessarily have had a chance to do in the fall, Larry?
Not necessarily. We're pretty much doing the same things we normally do. A lot of manure hauling and things like that. The snow has slowed us up, so hopefully this week we can get back to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as mentioned, they're kind of implied, you do have a livestock operation. So maybe just a quick comment. How did the cattle make it through summer? How are hogs doing these days?
Everything is much improved over the spring, I would say. Weather's been beneficial on the cattle side. Markets have improved on the hog side tremendously from what it was this spring. Just would hope to hold it through the winter.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good, Larry. I guess those are kind of all the questions that I have for you. I guess looking ahead to 2021, maybe we can wrap up with this thought. Was there anything that we learned this year, or is there anything from the management side of things that you think you might change or look at doing different going into 2021?
That's a good question. Tough to answer. A lot of variables that affect that. Weather being the first. Maybe looking at our planting dates and trying to work around the weather to our advantage, waiting for warmer weather. And maybe some fertilizer placement and how we can get it placed better before we plant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very interesting. Keys to a successful operation, keys to a successful harvest, like you say, start with some of those spring planting ideas, don't they? Thank you so much for the insight and the information. Again, we've been visiting with Larry Zobel. He's from Bancroft, Nebraska, and he is our final report in this series that we call Weighing In from Around KTIC Country, Chad Moyer Reporting.